You're listening to Digitally Enabled, the human stories behind branding. This is the place to gain greater insight into the human side of brand governance. Join Greg Silverman as he sits down with branding experts sharing real-life stories of how they face digital issues along their journey. Learn how others are dealing with maximizing the power of today's technology and get valuable advice straight from your peers. Here's your host, Greg Silverman.
Hi, Greg Silverman here again at Digitally Enabled. Thanks for showing up today. I'm pleased to have a guest today, Jesse Purewall. Jesse, welcome to the show and maybe introduce yourself to the audience.
Greg, it's a pleasure to be with you and to be on the show. Thank you for having me. I'm Jesse Purewall and I am the head of brand at Qualtrics. I've been a career-long brand builder and marketer, often in the seat of the advisory side on the agency part of the world with a shop called Profit. 12 and a half years here in San Francisco doing that before I headed over in-house to be the head of brand at the software company Qualtrics, where I've been for about the last 2.5 years.
Yeah, it's a great company. You guys are doing some really innovative stuff around experience management. And, you know, the show obviously is about the digital challenges you faced. And maybe you could just let us know, like, the biggest challenge you faced recently and kind of how you came onto the problem and what was happening there at Qualtrics.
Well, following canceling our signature in-person event called X4, where we bring together 20,000 people in three different cities, Salt Lake, London, and Sydney in 2020 for obvious reasons, we were forced with the need to answer the question, well, how do we want to bring our audiences together to introduce our products, introduce our partners, introduce our customers, and celebrate who we are and what we believe as a brand, you know, in ways that weren't just let's have a 60-minute get-together here digitally and 60-minute thing here, there digitally. We wanted to reimagine how people would experience business content. You know, we've seen variant after variant kind of pipe up, and you've seen sort of mixed interest in business travel from different types of buyers and different types of audiences. And even though we've had a ton of success getting people together, you know, on campus at Qualtrics and in various parts of the world, what we haven't yet seen a ton of comfort around is, you know, let me get together with, you know, 30,000 other people that I don't know. And so in that world, we asked ourselves, how could we create a community that had the degree of energy and customer commitment and product centricity of the old X4, but also allow people to experience our brand in new ways at scale? And so digital was obviously going to be part of the answer for that. So how we did it is we decided to stand up a content platform and a community called XM Plus. And XM Plus is really, if you think about where deeply relevant, timely, important business content comes together with the DNA splice of all of the kinds of things we'd see in our home lives as consumers, whether on Spotify or HBO Max or Disney Plus, where we're riveted by the emotional component of storytelling. It's really, let's end the trade-off between this outstanding, inspiring experience of content we have in our home lives and the deeply relevant business salient kind of stuff we see in our work lives. And so what if the experience of business content was as awesome as the content itself? And so that's what we've done on XM Plus, is to stand up customer testimonials, customer conversations, product videos, basic demos, as well as deep conversations with companies who have put experience at the center of their operations so that people can not only read about what we do and see product tutorials about what we do, but fundamentally experience what we do through the digital video storytelling mode of conveying who we are.
Yeah, it's so exciting because you're building community around real human stories, right? And that's really what we're trying to celebrate on the show and just get out there. And I would really consider y'all like a digital first company. You would think, oh, everybody jumps on the bandwagon the minute they hear that concept. I got goosebumps, right? Because I'm nerding out on community. But what were the challenges or the easy parts or the hard part? You know, what did you have to face when the organization said, okay, we have this challenge?
I mean, even going back to last year when we were standing up the thesis of riveting relevant business content, people were saying, so tell me what that means. Like, what do you mean by that? So we had to make the vision reality for people by saying, let us talk to you. And we put together a 2x2 that was like type of content, type of audience. Like, we want to be upper right and do something that hasn't been done before. So we had to first sort of explain what we meant by the vision and persuade people to say, this is where the future of business content is going. We can either choose to lead it or we can choose to watch as someone else does. And when we had our leadership team more convinced than not that it was the direction of business content and that we had a right to win there as an experienced company, then it was like, okay, now how do we know this is going to be worth the investment? Because it's something that we're doing chiefly with our brand team, but with our entire marketing team around us. And sometimes when brand is at the center, there's a tendency for people to go, oh, well, we don't know how long this is going to take to pay off. We'll get back to you in 8 quarters or 3 years. We don't have time for that. Like, we're a SaaS company, software as a service company. We have meaningful pipeline targets and revenue targets as a publicly traded enterprise. And we are accountable to all of our audiences. We're accountable to our customers. We're accountable to our employees. And we're accountable to our shareholders for showing results. And the brand team here that I'm a part of is not a team that is standing up sort of energy and whimsy and flamboyance for its own sake. It's a team that is accountable deeply to the business and to those stakeholders that I mentioned. And so we had to be very clear about how long and why we saw this payoff occurring. So I was deeply involved with our head of marketing operations, who now heads up our Americas and LATAM marketing organization, to say, help me think through how we would demonstrate payoff and do the math around, if we wanted to have it be this big, what does that mean in terms of the number of subscribers, the number of repeat visitors, the number of registrants we have to have to this platform? And so we are building entire demand gen motions and campaign motions, treating this brand project like a growth marketing project. So the challenges were twofold. Number one, sell the vision. Number two, demonstrate the ROI. And look, we're early days and weeks into this thing and results are pretty promising. So I'm really excited about where we are going to be able to take this over the coming months and quarters.
Yeah, that's a great vision, because so many brand folk aren't really building the business case on return. And it's still the nucleus of how the marketing or advertising or anything that's reaching customers performs, right? So I think that's a great story for our audience, because so many of them struggle to make a business case and an ROI on brand because people don't know how to activate. So you sold the vision, you got a business case, you're building this thing. Any process lookouts that you can share with the audience? Like, what organizationally, you know, where'd you have to put the oil and gears? And
you have to hold an incredibly high bar as it relates to the experience of the content, because relevant content is not necessarily hard to come by. And as I said, in our consumer lives, the inspiring content is not hard to come by. What's hard to come by is stuff like we've stood up with this franchise around Irreverent, which is a look at brands that have moved the needle by pushing the status quo on experience, where you see an 11-minute episode about how Costco delivers an experience that both delivers on value as well as belonging and connection. Or Fenty, Rihanna's makeup brand, which closed a hundreds of years long experience gap, or is beginning to start to close that kind of experience gap for people of color by creating makeup and other accessories that are specifically meant for people without Eurocentric features. Like, these are things that are hard to tell stories about in powerful and succinct ways. And it takes a lot of iteration, takes a deep commitment to not just being 80 or 90% good, but being all the way good. And the cycle time that's required for that, and the kinds of creative minds and the diversity of perspective and the patience and the empathy you have to go build that kind of content, while then driving people to the platform with our growth motions and our demand gen motions. I would just advise everybody to make sure they're doing their level best to build content that really matters in this moment, because that's what it's going to take to resonate.
Yeah, watching you talk and hearing the story, I feel energized. Like, I feel it in my body. It's a human connection. So I give you all the kudos for getting to that level of resonance with the audience. So you're up and running. You're getting early results. That's fantastic. For our audience who are focused in the digital brand, maybe even experience world, for most of them, I think they're in it. They may not know it. What's the one word you would use to classify how things are going and why?
Exciting. You know, anytime you put something new into the world like this, and you've been able to move from zero to one and move from the vision to, we're looking for product market fit, we're looking for audience interest, we're looking for feedback. It's that moment where you're looking around going, okay, like we got somewhere. You know, it's not we're done, it's not we did it, not that at all. It's okay, we're on this journey, like we're going, we're really doing this. And so I just think excited is the way that I frame that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I can only applaud you for the progress you've made. And really, I think it's a great story for our audience. Jesse, I want to thank you again for showing, coming to the show. And any last comment you want to make for the audience?
No, we just love everyone to check out what we're doing with XM Plus. It's Qualtrics.com/XM Plus. Please take a visit about how to run your business or your brand as an experience.
I think they'll all enjoy it. I went there myself and is really informative and maybe best in class. So thanks again. Thanks everyone for tuning in. This is Digitally Enabled. Greg Silverman signing off for this episode.
That's all for today's episode. We hope these insights from top brand managers help you as you face your own digital roadblocks. Remember that you're not alone in the challenges you face. If you would like to further connect with fellow elite brand managers, join the Beam community by sending an email to gsilverman@monogle.com. Thank you for joining us. See you on the next one.